bit of breaking news for you here this morning. Bill de Blasio, the New York City mayor, out of the race to be the Democratic nominee for president. I know you're shocked that he actually dropped out of the race. It's stunning. Apparently, he might be on his way to the Area 51 raid today. It would fit more into what he's doing. By the way, people lining up by the thousands there, Area 51. The raid set for today, I hope they don't do it. It would be foolish if they did because the pushback would be military and severe. So hopefully they don't do that. We'll keep an eye on that out of one corner of our eye here. But thousands turning out for this Area 51 raid that's been a YouTube social media deal for some time now. My next guest is Congressman Jack Bergman, retired U.S. Marine Corps Lieutenant General and a representative for Michigan's 1st Congressional District. Congressman, welcome back.
Great. How can you hear me, Steve? You got me loud and clear?
I got you loud and clear, my friend. Are you in the belly of the beast there in the swamp? Are you worried about getting out?
No, actually, I'm between airplanes and in Detroit right now, heading up to Traverse City and on my way to Mackinac Island here.
Well, obviously, for those otherwise uninitiated, Mackinac Island in Michigan is the center of the political universe for Republicans, at least for a couple of days this weekend. The vice president will be there. Sarah Huckabee Sanders will be there, and you'll be there, sir. It's an important place for Republicans to get together, figure out what went wrong in 2018, what went right in 2016, and try to figure out what will be right in 2020. Does that sound about right?
Kind of close. I would suggest to you, after attending the Republican retreat in Baltimore last week, it's important that we remember what has positively happened since 2016 elections, and that was kind of lost in the shuffle in the 2018 elections with all the economic growth we have. You know, we have more jobs than workers. Small business, especially in the first district, is saying, man, business is good, but boy, I need more people.
So business is good, and yet the president's approval ratings continue to stay at about 45-46%. Doesn't seem to get above that much on the average. But as you look at the playing field, you've got the president, and then you've got a whole herd of socialists. So if you don't think abortion should happen until right up to the moment of birth, you can only vote for the president. If you don't believe that we should have open borders, you can only vote for the president. If you think that health care should be something that's done privately and not dictated to you by the government, again, the president is the only person you can vote for, Congressman.
Well, that's absolutely right. And if you've ever played any kind of sports, let's say basketball, sometimes there was only three people there, so you played two-on-one. And right now, the president's one, and the other side, and too much of the media, not all the media, is playing. You know, they're ganging up on the president, and not giving him credit where credit is due for having sound policy.
So, as you look out and you go to your district, when you visit your district, obviously big things going on there with Line 5 and the Sioux Locks. Are those the driving factors in your district on a local level, if you will? And are the economy and security the driving factors, immigration, I'll call it, on the national level? What are you finding at home?
Well, number one, the Sioux Lock is the number one driver for all sorts of reasons. Number one, not only for the district as far as bringing jobs, you know, over a decade plus to the Sioux, you know, but also nationally when it comes to making sure that the iron ore continues to flow regardless of what we might have mechanical problems, you know, in the old coal lock. So that's the Sioux Lock is a uniting factor. The bottom line is you drive across the UP and you're going to, even below the bridge now, you're going to be seeing we support the tunnel signs all over the place because of the fact of the matter is you don't make rash decisions for the wrong reasons. That's where sometimes people get caught up in, why do we do what we do? Well, we do it because it makes sense for the most and safety and security of our citizens.
Could it be argued, you believe, Congressman, that the replacement of Line 5 with this tunnel by Enbridge, who has offered to pick up the tab, by the way, at $500 million, build the whole thing, and then give it back to the state of Michigan, that would be a national security issue to some extent if you cut off that energy line altogether. I mean, that would create real problems, not just in Michigan, but in Ohio and Ontario and surrounding states as well.
Well, you never put yourself in a position where you have a single point of failure, whether it's a line, you know, a line that, as you just articulated, moves fluids all over the country, whether it's the Sioux Lock. Think about this. It's probably time for us to start thinking about another tunnel underneath the straits where he's big enough to drive a semi through, just in the event that there was an emergency that the state of Michigan under the governor needs to respond to, and the Mackinac Bridge was closed. What's the plan? You're going to take everything around through Chicago?
No, you're not. Not effectively. And if there's an emergency of that magnitude, you would wonder if Chicago would be something you could go around in the first place. I mean, that would occur to you, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would. And the point is, we are the United States of America, which means we have states' rights. We have states making decisions, because we might do something one way in Michigan, but they may do it different in Florida or Arizona. But the point is, as we look at our surrounding states here in the Great Lakes region, to partner with Wisconsin and Indiana and Minnesota, you know, and Ohio, that's where the real value comes to us here in the Midwest.
Well, certainly. All right, so you're on your way to Mackinac Island for the Republican, the biannual retreat that happens on Mackinac Island with Michigan Republicans. Always attracts big names. Again, the vice president will be there, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, a host of members of Congress and so forth. I'll give you the last word. What do you expect to hear there?
What I expect to hear is, number one, realism as far as the policies we're talking about here. Optimism as far as what the next, especially after reelecting President Trump in November of 2020, will bode well for the next term after that. And finally, the pride that we have as Michiganders, knowing that we're going to do the right thing, we're going to work together. And it's an exciting time to rally people who have a mindset that reflects on the value of dignity, work, and valuing, you know, people, period.
Congressman Jack Bergman, it's been too long. Let's not let that happen again. Always a pleasure talking to you, sir.
Hey, thanks, Steve. All the best.
Thank you so much. Congressman Jack Bergman, a retired Marine Corps Lieutenant General, for anybody that doesn't know. A quick break, and then we'll take you back to Area 51 for a look at the people gathering there to raid the place.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.